this spiritual battle to make our faith grow. That is, so Satan will give us the temptation not to establish the God's kingdom. The three temptations given to Jesus was change the stone to the bread, then second, jump off from the temple, then third one, bow down before me. So first, Satan's temptation isn't something that you will make you not to believe, make you not believe in the God's sovereignty. Instead, you have to be the one to solve the problem. By your hard working, you can be happy. That's something you can do. This is something that you have to do. This. It's all about you, so that you don't really believe in the God's sovereignty. But then say you said that I will believe in the God's sovereignty. The next one is, then God will promise and God will work on it. And then the belief will be really used because you are saved. You can do whatever because the gospel had been really solved everything. Jesus Christ, you are the God's child. You can do this and that. So Satan will take advantage that they can actually do whatever they want. This is like how I really, I'm just God's child. Then I can really do something like this. That Christ finished everything, and he has all the solutions for my problem. And up to some point, he will be forgiven. Then that's how you're going to be corrupted. You're going to really take the pleasure. And you will just go somewhere. No, I will believe in God. And then all these things, that I would really believe that God's will be working upon me. Then you believe in the God's hope and God's covenant, then you just do it by yourselves, with your own effort. You can just do all the evangelism, missions, and nurturing the next generations. I'll give you all those things, and then with your own effort, you have to work by yourself. But it's not the gospel. So you will ignore all these things, but for the sake of your desire, for your own sake of your own answer. John and Matthew, the father and the mother, James, can you let my son sit right next to Jesus? But it's the desire of the mother. My sons, can they really sit next to you? Then that's something that we actually have our own desire. Because my child, I want them to receive certain answers for your own desire. That's something that Satan gives you as a temptation. Why? Because it's not going to be the God's glory. Satan knows that if all those things will be fulfilled, and then what I will do, and I did this. The spiritual battle for the non-believers is all about the temptation coming from Satan. If you are not tempted, if you are not deceived, if you really know how the Satan will be deceiving you, then you can be victorious. The Satan is the liar. So it's all about the deception, not to believe in God. Then, what is the Satan? Satan is the great dragon, hurled that an ancient serpent, devil, Satan. So it's not really like there are lots of Satan, just one Satan, but it cannot transcend times and space, but it will use the pure, impure spirit to deceive us. So Satan will be really using the great things so that according to our own desire, then Satan will be deceiving us, and it will fake the angels. So in the Bible it says that you really have to protect, you have to take all these arms. It's something like beneficial, easy things. Something that sounds very beneficial for you, then Satan will be really deceiving you. Something that is really sounds sweet for you, then that's how the Satan will be really deceiving you. When these fake angels will attack you, it's the Matthew 2:43-44. So that actually the evil spirit is wandering around looking for the place to stop when you don't have the grace. When you don't have the grace, something that is good, and then you will really say that's the answer, but then Satan may really deceive you. Then Satan will deceive you so that you will not grab hold on to the essence of the God's word, that is that Jesus Christ. What's the essence? Jesus is the Christ. So Satan will be using all this word of God to deceive you. And then using all this fake priest. That's why it's important to have this theological seminary. So if you understand the theology, you can be able to understand and can tell if the whatever this person is saying is the biblical or not. Because you don't have the knowledge for that, then you'll be really deceived. There'll be the theology for that, all the heresy. Paul actually said that to Timothy. You have to train yourself so that you can actually answer based on the scriptures, because many of us will be talking about things and then based on your own experience and on your thoughts and ideologies, and then they will really talk about it and they will be really agreed on something, and then they will get together, they will make one denomination. So you shouldn't be deceived by these fake priests. So that's why it's important for us to deliver the right, correct gospel to your next generations. How can we really protect them, the next generations, from all these fakes? So we can actually protect them. So what would be the most helpful thing for the spiritual battle? John 19:30. Through Jesus Christ, everything was really solved. Jesus Christ will really crush and destroy all the work of the devil. And Christ is really overcame all these Satan's temptation. Then God can't really commit sin. Because if the Christ really committed sin even once, then he cannot really do the work of Christ. So Satan will be really working so hard on Jesus to deceive him. So Jesus kept having and keep giving that God's word to Satan. By the power of Jesus Christ, so we can actually have the power to fight against Satan because of the obedient servant of Christ. We can actually fight against my own spiritual battle. So that's why you have to have the spiritual battle, the sin that is in you. Jesus Christ really solved all the problems. So it's everything is done. Yes, Christ had the victory, but because he had victory, you have to be obedient to fight against the sin in the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus actually had all this victory when he really said that, John 16:33. So you should really come fight against your own sin, but the new family member will not be able to fight. Joshua 1. First, you have to confess. The confession is the power. You have to confess against that sin. I don't need to be defeated by this sin. Why? Because Christ had the victory over the sin. Be courageous, be bold. Why? Because I'm the God's child who is really defeated the Satan in this world. So you shouldn't really go to the left or right. So you can actually have all this work of God. No matter where it is, God will be really with us. So you don't be within that Jesus Christ, that with the power of God, you can keep confessing that Jesus Christ. So it says that because of the confession, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Matthew 16:16, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he is the one who really has all the authority to break down the forces of darkness. Matthew 6:33. This is how we should really have the walk of faith. First, seek the God's kingdom and its righteousness. So that is a spiritual battles that you're actually having. Then you should really have all the assurance that you have the victory already. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So he says that you will have the victory over the world. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So God will be really helping us and protecting us not to really commit sins. Judah 1:6. And the angels who did not keep the positions of authority but abandoned their proper dwelling. These he was kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for the judgment on the great day. So Christ is the one who really captured the Satan forever. Then it's now hidden in the hell. So you should be bold and you should really have the confession of the victory. No one can take this identity as a child of God. John 1:12. Then all this authority had given. What kind of Luke 10:19 to crush the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Mark 3:13-15. And God really gave us and called us so that we can actually send out to preach the gospel and to have authority to drive out demons. So when you really confess your faith, and then Christ is the one who will be really fighting for you. Ephesians 6:10-20. That's why we really have to have the spiritual battle. And pray in the Spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. So the greatest weapon is the prayer. So Satan will make you stop pray. So that you don't pray and then you will just do your own effort. So you really have to pray within the Spirit. What kind of prayer is that? You really have to pray as a necessary prayer. Then God will give you the peace, love, hope. All these things will be really given to you. So please give us this necessary power. So we may really have all this hard work and diligence. But you really have to look upon God and you should really make sure that we will be diligent so that God will be one to really use us. You should be really spiritually victorious and then all the darkness upon you, around you, will be really broken down. If you really have the victory in our spiritual battles, then we can actually have the next generations be victorious. So if you fall down, then the next generations will be also falling down. I bless all of you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to have the victory in the spiritual battle. Thank you, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.